Today's scripture is from Psalm 85. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. Selah. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps.
This morning's Old Testament scripture is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the way in the desert, a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. Their constancy is like a flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. May God bless and lend understanding to the reading of his word. A highway will be built in the desert. Why would anybody put a highway in the middle of a desert? Actually, desert highways are quite important. According to one author, linking cities separated by miles of desert terrain via highways is no easy feat, as construction is costly and time-consuming. Depending on the terrain, delays are inevitable and costs are often exceeded. So why do it? Why put a highway out in the middle of nowhere? It turns out that the highways are necessary. The same author wrote, it's vital to connect towns and cities that are often cut off in some regard from larger urban areas or trade ports, for example. So things get transported on a desert highway. Things get from point A to point B, and point B might not have anything if it weren't for that highway. People couldn't get things that they needed. Resources get to desolate places. Things that people need to live on. People need seeds. People need farm animals. People need construction materials and medicines and spices. That's true today, and it was true back then. People needed things where they were. Only this people was Israel, the former people of Israel. They had watched their society be destroyed, just completely consumed. They had seen their best and brightest taken away to Babylon for 72 years. And everything that they treasured was gone. But God was letting them come back to resettle those who had been in exile. And in the hopes of rebuilding their society, they needed a highway. But this highway wasn't just any old highway, like we would think today, made of concrete and metal. They wouldn't be a highway, even a beaten path in the sand. This is not a physical highway that this prophet is speaking about. Because what the people need, more than all their resources, more than anything that you could give them, is comfort. They needed comfort because their society had been destroyed, because they'd been taken away to exile, because they'd lost their identity. They needed comfort. This was a metaphorical highway, a spiritual highway, a conduit that ran from God to the people below. But even though this is a metaphorical highway, even though it's a spiritual highway, there's impediments, just like in the road, just like you might find in the highway, in building a highway. Like you might have to alter the course, or you might have to blast away sections of a mountain to get through. There are impediments, obstacles keeping people from their direct communication with God. And so it says, every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places will become a plain. All of these are metaphors for the hindrances that keep people from God that we all have. This is a human problem from the beginning of people. In Ecclesiastes 7:29, the teacher observes, "See, this alone I found, that God made human beings straightforward, but they have devised many schemes." In other words, God intended for people to be straight. God intended for people to be righteous. God intended for people to be innately good, but then they thought, perhaps we've got a better way. What if we scheme around this? What if we accomplish something without listening to God and do it our way? And in the process, we lose touch. We lose the connection, the road between ourselves and God. If people really want communion with their Creator, all the impediments need to go away. Things that we think are good, but really aren't God. Things that seem nice even, that God doesn't care for. Things that keep us from hearing God's voice. I think perhaps one of the impediments, it's not a mountain, it's not a hill, it's not any kind of rough terrain. I just think it's noise in our society. Pick up your phone, then you don't have to think about God. Turn on the TV. You don't have to think about God that way. Put on some music. You don't have to think about God that way. Get in the car and drive. Go somewhere. Buy something. Do something besides sit and face the Lord, your Creator. That's what we have. Those are the mountains in our way. That's the rough terrain in our highway right now. And it's so important that we shut all that down and just listen for God. I'm not saying you can do it every minute. I'm aware. I live in this society. I live in this culture. I know how much stuff there is to do and to be involved with. But take some time every day to try to make that highway between yourself and God straight. I was once alone on a desert highway. After finishing seminary, I had a sweet spot there, where I had a job waiting for me that started on a certain date, but that date wasn't here yet. Graduation was over, and employment hadn't started. And with Annette's permission, course. I flew out to visit my friend Tom and his wife Laura in Albuquerque. And then from there, I rented a Buick and drove all the way to the Pacific. Perhaps you don't have a sense of distances out here in the East. It's about 1,000 miles trip one way just to get to the Pacific. You know, it's 2,000 miles I put on that rental car. Boy, when they say unlimited mileage, I don't think they were planning on me. In less than a week, and I drove that. To my knowledge, I was the first person in my immediate family to see the Pacific, to touch the waters. I just wanted to do it. But in the process, I found myself on a desert highway, quite often long stretches, without seeing people, without seeing other cars, without seeing, you know, any kind of road, any distinguishing feature. Just big valleys, huge expanses of space that I don't think we can even imagine in the Northeast. You'd see a train off in the distance. You know how big trains are. And it's just this little speck out there rolling along. And I was alone. And fears came to me. What if my car breaks down? I had gas. I wasn't going to let that happen. What if somebody sees how alone we are and decides to carjack me out here or something? What if somebody tries to do something to me out here? There's nobody around to come to my rescue. How long is it going to take for police and fire companies and all that, ambulances, to get where we are? And it just hit me. You know, I was here riding as much of old Route 66 as I could and thinking about all of the people during the Dust Bowl in the 1930s, roughly where I was. A lot of 66 is gone. I was on bigger highways at times. But just thinking about them having to do that journey all those miles with all those fears that I was feeling in a safe, reliable car, not experiencing the economic devastation of the Dust Bowl, alone. And the emotion, more than anything, for a while there was fear. And fear leads me to pray. And connect with God. And I guess really that was the whole point of the trip. There behind the wheel, I encountered everything that keeps me from God. All the normal sins that all of us have. All the impediments that are unique to Steve Brotsman. All the things that keep me from full communion with God. And all of us with doubts that a person called to ministry could have. And there I prayed for the love of God to come to me. And what I needed when I was on that trip is what the people of Israel needed on their resettlement of their former homeland. What they needed more than anything was the love of God. What do you need today in the midst of your own desert journey? I would guess it's the love of God. Let me assure you, there can be no substitute. There's no bells and whistles that can substitute. There's no scheme around it. We need the love of God. And in this season, above all others, we are aware that God loved us enough to become a person and go through his own desert journey. Who died, who was tortured and killed, and his death and resurrection makes our connection with God possible. As you drive, you've got to have more than just your hands on the wheel. You've got to have more than just your eyes on the road. You have to have your heart attuned to God, who can only come to you through this highway to heaven that God has made for us through Jesus Christ. This is your journey, your desert journey. This is the highway that is before us. who goes with you.